Pesachim, Berg Zayin Mishnah Yigimel. Shtei Chaburos Shaya Oichlos Bebayis Echa. Two different Chaburos that were eating in the same house. Elu Hoifchin Es Pneim Helech Va'ochlin. So one Chabura, they turn their face in one direction and they eat. Ve'elu Hoifchin Es Pneim Helech Va'ochlin. And the other Chabura that's in the same house, they turn into the other direction and they eat. And they could be eating in the same room. Sounds like even in the same table, as we're going to soon see. The Rav says that even though it appears that they're two Chaburos, which they actually are, lo ichbatlan, it doesn't bother us. Almost sounds like really they're one Chaburo because they're eating in one house. The truth is we learned that it goes on the person, that a person cannot change from one Chaburo to another Chaburo. But in one Karban Pesach, you can have many different Chaburos. So too here, you can have even two Chaburos in one house. That's not a problem. The Rav brings, like the Torah says, by Pesach Mitzrayim, v'nosno shtei hamezuzos v'al hamashko v'al habatim esher yochlo oso bahem. So it says, v'al habatim esher yochlo oso bahem. So when you look at the words, batim, the two people can eat one Pesach in two houses. And then it says yochlu, which is two people, oso, even one Pesach. So that's how we learned that one Karban Pesach could be eaten in two different houses by two different people. But the din is, but a person cannot eat in more than one place, in more than one house. So the Mishnah is telling us that even in one house, what they would do is they would turn to the side. And obviously, not only do they need to do this, but they can even eat in two separate houses. And the Mishnah continues, v'hamecham be'emtza. And the urns on the middle of the table. This urn was used normally to keep water warm, that they would use hot water to mix the wine. So you can put this, the Rav says, in the middle of the table, that both chaburos could use from it. And even though it's mafsik between the two chaburos, again, it doesn't bother us because you can have two chaburos in the same place. Not a problem. Ukyeshe hashamash omid limzog. And when the shamash gets up to pour, so let's say, it sounds like the Mishnah is dealing with a case where he leaves, he's getting up from the place where he's eating his Karban Pesach, and now he's going to the other place, or to the other chabura. Koifetz es piv l'machzer es panav, ach megia etzol chaburosov oichal. So now what he has to do is, as he's serving the other chabura in the same house there, he turns his face. The Rav says he's turning his face because of maris ayin. So he closes his mouth that he shouldn't chew because he's not allowed to eat in the place of the other chabura. Umachzer es panav ach megia etzol chaburosov oichal. And he turns his face until he gets back to his own chabur, and then he continues eating. Why does he turn his face? Because of marisayin, because of chshad, they shouldn't think that he's eating with the second chabura, because a person can't eat with two chaburas. Now, we've explained this the whole time, lefi the Rav's shita. The way the Taisus Antif is learning is this way. It seems that this whole din of turning to the side doesn't really make you like you're a different chabura. It's just marisayin, and it's not a problem to do it. However, the Rambam's mashma, that when they turn, that makes like a geder that they're a separate chabura. And the turning that they do is necessary. They have to turn. And by turning, they create their separate chabura. And what would then happen is they would not be allowed to turn back. Because turning back is like joining the other chabura. They have to be facing in different directions. And the last case in the Mishnah, v'hakala hoifechas es paneh v'ichelas. And the kala, she can turn her face, even if she's sitting with her own chabura that's facing one direction, she can actually face in the other direction and continue eating. So if you learn like the Rav, that it's just a reshus to turn, that it doesn't really create a chabura, so here too, Taisus Antif says that according to the Rav, and this is Rashi's shita as well, she can turn in one direction, even though there's going to be time in the Suda where she's not going to be turned away from her own chabura. It's not a problem for her to do this, because she has busha and the special kula that we give by a kala. If you say like the Rambam, that there's no turning back, literally, there's no turning back, by a kala, we're not concerned that she's going to turn back. Like the Tefari Sol explains, we're just not concerned that she will turn back, because she is going to be embarrassed to turn back.